You're listening to a very special evening of Bluegrass here on WUNC and WAMU Bluegrass Country. Good evening. I'm Keith Weston. You can normally hear me Sunday evenings on Back Porch Music on WUNC North Carolina Public Radio. In just a moment, we have music that will be continuing for you throughout the evening as we're broadcasting live from IBMA. That's the International Bluegrass Music Association, which is in town for the next several days. There are all kinds of events going on at night. There are all kinds of conferences that are going on throughout the day that are getting the musicians up to speed on what's the business of bluegrass, which is also an important part of this whole thing. We have the Grass Cats from North Carolina coming up here on WUNC, and we have them in the studio right now. We're excited to have North Carolina representing tonight, and good to have you guys along. Thanks for coming around.
It's our pleasure. Very excited to be here.
Yeah. Russell, you heard the voice of Russell Johnson, who is mandolin player with Grass Cats, and it's my understanding that you had a good bit to do with the with the committees that brought IBMA to Raleigh. Can you tell me a little about it?
Well, I did work with the local organizing committee, and that was probably over 50 people from government to musicians and just all sorts of people involved on trying to make the event great for everybody that came here, mm-hmm. and people from the Convention Center and the Visitors Bureau, and so I worked on that for about the past 12 months.
And Grass Cats been playing for, the last decade and a half? How long has it been now?
Well, this November will be 16 years.
16 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And you will be playing coming up at the Wide Open Bluegrass coming up this
week.
We weekend.
Actually kick everything off.
You're going to blow it wide open. That's what you're
saying. Yeah. we're going to kick everything off at the Red Hat Amphitheater at 11:45 on Friday. But actually, music will start, I think, maybe at 10 or 11.
10
a.m. in the Convention Center, which is part of the ticketed event of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. That's on Friday. And Saturday, the festival's Friday and Saturday.
And there'll be lots of things to do out on the streets. Will be closed down, is my understanding, and there'll be bands out on bandstands, and you have the Pork Cooking Championship.
Oh. The North Carolina Whole Hog Pork Cooking Championship, and you know I'm excited about that. So,
yum, yum.
And it's the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Festival will be several streets closed downtown. It's Friday and Saturday. It will include the North Carolina Whole Hog Pork Cooking Championship with several stages of bluegrass music, a youth music tent and stage, and just so much stuff going on for everybody. It's going to be great.
Find out more about that at wideopenbluegrass.com, wideopenbluegrass.com.
And you guys have played in Nashville before when the IBMA was located there. Any difference of playing on your home turf?
We've only got 25 minutes to talk about it. No, I'm telling you, we did play in Nashville in 07, and it's Music City, but I'm thinking Raleigh is going to be Bluegrass Music City, and I'm just thrilled with how all the preparations have come together for it. It's going to be great.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the North Carolina Bluegrass from the Grass Cats.
I'd rather be missing the land, the homes of folks that have grown so dear to me. Well, my home is in the country, in the hills of Carolina. I'll just leave the city life behind. I'm going home to Carolina to see her mountains and her sea. I'm going home in this world, there's no other place for me. They would bring. I'm going home to Carolina to see her mountains and her sea. I'm going home to Carolina, 'cause in this world there's no other place for me. I'm going home to Carolina to see her mountains and her sea. I'm going home to Carolina, 'cause in this world there's no other place for me.
Very nice.
Grass Cats with vocals from Russell Johnson, Home to Carolina, as the IBMA has come home to Carolina for the next 3 years through 2015 here in Raleigh. And Russell, yeah, it could be longer. We'll have to see.
We might not leave at the end of the week.
You might like it so much. Welcome to stay as long as you like. You're listening to a special broadcast here on WUNC and WAMU Bluegrass Country. Russell, how about introducing us to the rest of the boys here?
I sure will. I'll start with our banjo player. He is in his fourth year with the Grass Cats. He's from Ontario, Canada. Truly making it the international bluegrass that we're having here in Raleigh, so he's representing Canada. This is Dr. Rick LaFleur on the banjo.
Hey, welcome.
Putting the I in IBMA. Yeah.
And he, over here on the guitar, he's our newest member. He's in his second year. He's from Franklin County, not too far from here. That's Alan Mullen on the guitar.
Hello, Alan.
Hello. Thank you. Glad to be here.
One of the original members on the fiddle, he started with us when we started the band in 97. He's a senior at NC State. This is Chris Hill back
then.
Chris. He's a senior.
Thank you very much.
And back here on the bass, that would be our own Tim Woodall.
Yay, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, is Tim heard on this radio station?
He's not on, it's on one of our competitors.
Oh. Who is he? Never heard of the guy.
Tim who?
Don't ask the question if you don't know the answer.
That's it.
And now more music here.
Shut up, Katie.
What's up next? We've got...
Well, I just wanted to say that yep. last tune was the first song I ever wrote when I matriculated at UNC Chapel Hill in 1981 in August. I had never been away from the farm for any length of time, and I went up there, and I was as homesick as you could be. And even though I was only 50 miles away, it sounds like 1,000 in the song. But that was Home to Carolina. This next tune is one that did real good for us. It's called Bluegrass Man. I remember oh so very well the first time I heard it play. Oh, the banjo and the fiddle and a big old electric bass. The mandolin and guitar. Time. And when I heard that harmony, brother, it changed my mind. I'm a bluegrass man from head to toe. Love to hear the songs of Flatten Scruggs and Bill Monroe. They can play so fast, they can sing so high. I'm a bluegrass man till the day I die. Like the rock and roll, and Bunny, that's just fine. Others like their classical with their cheese and wine. The country that they play today, it just leaves me cold. But when I hear the high lonesome sound, brother, it warms my soul. 'Cause I'm a bluegrass man from head to toe.
Love to hear the songs of Flatten Scruggs and Bill Monroe. They can play so fast, they can sing so high. I'm a bluegrass man till the day I die. Done, my friends all gather around. Play Rocky Top and Salty Dog when you go to lay me down. Don't be sad, don't shed a tear, I'm listening from above. Oh, take them out, tune them up, play the music that I love. Cause I'm a bluegrass man from head to toe. Love to hear the songs of Flatten Scruggs and Bill Monroe. They can play so fast, they can sing so high. I'm a bluegrass man till the day I die. I'm a bluegrass man till the day I die.
Thank you, thank you.
Grass Cats here on the special broadcast on WAMU's Bluegrass Country and WUNC. Very special broadcast this evening. So glad to have the folks from WAMU Bluegrass Country here. Katie Daly.
I was wondering, yeah. You know, do you play primarily around this area? But I know you've wandered as far north as Gettysburg a couple times.
We actually, well, Chris, you can.
Gettysburg.
Oh, you did?
This year we played in Lafargeville, New York, the Thousand Islands Bluegrass Festival up there. So they let us out of North Carolina occasionally. Tim has a little work release issue that he, you know, he has to work around.
Yeah. But. And we've also been to Michigan, and we've been Pennsylvania, like you mentioned, and out to Tennessee and Kentucky. So we've played out a little bit, but we will be doing more of it next year. In fact, but we also like playing in North Carolina a lot.
Well, I can say that your records are really making it up around WAMU, and we have just moved into brand new studio. We have a beautiful performance studio. Let me invite the Grass Cats to make it up to Washington, D.C. Bring this young fellow, this announcer, with you, and we'll redo this whole thing again up in Washington.
That sounds like a plan. All now, right. I'm telling you. Well, I guess we're going to move on and feature the banjo player on some banjo music, and we'll get Rick to pick one called Sled Riding. Thank you.
Lee Michael Dempsey, along with Keith Weston and Katie Daly, our special simulcast from Raleigh, North Carolina, with the Grass Cats. That tune called Sled Riding, having nothing to do with snowy weather, named after Dale Sled.
That's right.
He was a musician back, what, in the primarily the 60s and 70s?
With the Osbournes, I think.
Right. Yeah. Mandolin player?
He's a guitar player.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I just know it's a good song.
Yeah, it's definitely good. And Russell, you've been involved in other projects, a couple of solo albums, one of them just in the last 2-3 years or so, and one many years ago, plus a great band that you had together called New Vintage.
That's right. That goes back a long way, back into the early 90s, and New Vintage had a career from about 89 to 2000. In fact, we played our last show at IBMA in 2000, and the Grass Cats was going at the same time. And so we had got started in 1997, and so we've already eclipsed New Vintage by going 16 years if we make it till November 1st.
If we make it till November, that's a good
thing. I didn't see any fist fighting out
No,
in the lobby,
there's no
so.
Fist fighting, but you never know.
Just you had a couple great ladies in the band through the years.
Well, in both bands, in New Vintage, we had Gina Britt and Julie Elkins, both phenomenal banjo players. And then with the Grass Cats, we had a wonderful bass player singer named Robin Burke for years and years and years. And it helps me. I always like the sound of a female singing the tenor over my lead vocal. But I've been fortunate to work with some great players.
Mm-hmm. We've only got about 12 minutes to go, and a lot of songs on the playlist. I don't know which ones you're going to cut out, but
that's a good question.
You want to do a gospel song, or
let's do a gospel song, and then we want to feature Tim too. We'll get Chris up to the mic right now to sing one called Somebody Touched Me.
Somebody touched me while I was praying. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hands of our Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of our Lord.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of our Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of our Lord. Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of our Lord. Somebody touched me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me. It must have been the hands of our Lord. It must have been the hands of our Lord.
Grass Cats here on WUNC, WAMU, Bluegrass Country. Chris Hill taking the vocals on that. How often they let you get up that close to the mic, Chris?
They used to wouldn't let me talk. So it's a really big step.
Now we can't get them to stop talking.
Well, it sounded good tonight. And show of hands, I know this is radio, so I'll do a count. Who's anybody else first IBMA? No? Well, there are two of us in the room. That includes Alan Mullen from Grass Cats, so we're having a great time here tonight, and I do hope we can do this again in the future, and it's good to hear you guys. And remind us when folks can hear you next, coming up at the Wide Open Bluegrass?
Wide Open Bluegrass Festival on Friday at 11:45, and that's in the Red Hat Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. And here in Raleigh.
Here in Raleigh, and that will be kind of kicking it off on the Red Hat stage on Friday.
Are tickets still available?
Katie, they released some earlier this morning, and I just got on the website, and I could have bought one if I'd had any money. So,
but you're a bluegrass musician.
I know. So I could have bought one. So I'm going to say at this moment, yes, but I know that when I heard that the call went out that there were tickets available, they said buy them quick. Mm-hmm. Because it had essentially sold out, but they released some more that they had held back for artists. So you need to get them now.
Well, people of Raleigh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's what I say.
Now, people can buy some CDs. You've got a number of CDs out as well.
The Grass Cats do. We have 8 CDs, and we actually have some tapes, like if you need to level furniture.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can sell you a cassette tape. But, but yes, we do, and that's on our website, grasscats.com, www.grasscats.com.
Okay. So we've got time for maybe one or two more, so let's more with the Grass Cats.
We'll get Tim Woodall up here to sing one that's just our mantra and our theme song at our age. It's called Just a Little at a Time.
Waiting for my darling to return. All I see is just an empty sky. You love just a little at a time. You only want me when you're sad and blue, and no one else around to hold you tight. When someone else is there, I'm left behind. You love me just a little at a time. If you're sad and blue, I knew someday the time would turn the tide. And I no longer want your love, sweetheart. Not even just a little at a time.
You only want me when you're sad and blue, and no one else around to hold you tight. When someone else is there, I'm left behind. You love me just a little at a time. You only want me when you're sad and blue, and no one else around to hold you tight. When someone else is there, I'm left behind. Just a little at a time.
Grass Cats, WAMU's Bluegrass Country, and WNUC. We have to, WNC, and we have to wrap up here, but I was hoping we could get you to do your chart-topping tune, The Mountains, My Baby and Me.
We would be tickled to play that for you, and here's one that did real good for us, and it's a co-write with me and Rick. It's called The Mountains, My Baby and Me.
right back home with you. We're happy there together, and we'll always be the mountains, my baby and me. I have a job that takes me from home. Sometimes to make a living, I have to be gone. But Lord makes me happy, and I'm sure that you'll agree. It's the mountains, my baby and me. I see the mountains coming into view. Well, it won't be long till I'm right back home with you. We're happy there together, and we'll always be the mountains, my baby and me. And fishing holes along every rugged trail. That's where I met my darling. Now it's just us three in the mountains, my baby and me. I see the mountains coming into view. Well, it won't be long till I'm right back home with you. We're happy there together, and we'll always be the mountains, my baby and me. Can call our home. Nothing could be better, and I'm sure that you'll agree. It's the mountains, my baby and me. I see the mountains coming into view. Well, it won't be long till I'm right back home with you. We're happy there together, and we'll always be the mountains, my baby and me. Oh, we're happy there together, and we'll always be.
The Grass Cats with their chart-topping song, The Mountains, My Baby and Me. So glad to have you in the studio tonight. Thanks for coming in for this very special broadcast, and look forward to seeing you more as you are around North Carolina and coming up this Friday at the Red Hat Amphitheater as well. I'm Keith Weston. You're listening to a special broadcast on WUNC and WAMU Bluegrass Country. We have Big Medicine coming up, some more music from North Carolina in just a few moments. Earlier this afternoon, we had Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen into the studios, and they played us some tunes, and we're going to listen to those now.
Okay. Mm. So we're going to feature our banjo player. His name is Michael Munford, and he's been nominated for Banjo Player of the Year. And we're going to feature him on a tune that we've heard around town on the piped-in music. And this is a instrumental he wrote on 4th of July, and funny enough, we recorded it right around then as well, and it's called M80. Thank you. I'd like to thank WUNC, North Carolina Public Radio 91.5, so much for having Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen here. We are really excited to be part of the IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, and Raleigh has been incredibly awesome hosting us here thus far. It's only midweek. We still got a few more days to go, and we're going to close out our little set here with a tune that I wrote. It's called Scorching the Gravy. One, two, ready, and...
Dirty Kitchen. We're so proud of them with their connection to the D.C. area. We're so proud of this next band who makes a mix of old-timey and bluegrass and various styles of music. We have Big Medicine and stepping up to the microphone, Joe Newberry, who we know for various reasons in the world of bluegrass music and old-time music. And part of it is his songwriting abilities and mainly songs he's written with and for the Gibson Brothers. But we also know him for a fine duo that he's got together with Mike Compton. And for a good number of years, he's been heading up or as an equal member of the group Big Medicine. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Welcome to our little studio here.
We are tickled to be here, and I'll go ahead and say who Big Medicine is because we are an equal partnership, Big Medicine LLC.
Okay.
That's Kenny Jackson playing the fiddle, Linnell Davis playing the bass, Bob Head playing the banjo and guitar. I'm Joe Newberry, and I flap my gums mostly, but we'll start off with maybe one. Oh, thank you. Thank each and every one of you. We'll start off with a little bit of a couple of versions of Cotton Eye Joe. How about that, Katie Daly?
That sounds good to me.
Don't you remember a long time ago, Daddy worked a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy worked a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? He played a cornstalk fiddle and a shoestring bow. Old Joe's gone where all men go. Old Joe's gone where all men go. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from,
Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe.
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 Well, I guess we're playing all that we know, and we'll leave the rest to the Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, we gotta go see Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, Katie and Lee and Keith, you know that I wrote a song that people have been singing a lot lately called I Know Whose Tears, and the Gibson Brothers recorded it. But before the Gibson Brothers recorded it, Big Medicine recorded it. And we'll bring up the songbird of the South, Lynell Davis, to sing it with me.
Honored to do so, Joe.
We'll sing I Know Whose Tears Would Come Down to Me, and this is, goes out to my mother in heaven. Are you ready, Bob?
If I were hanged on the highest hill, if I were hanged on the highest hill, if I were hanged on the highest hill, know whose love. Know whose tears would come down to me. Mother, my first companion.
Mother,
my truest friend.
Mother,
high up in heaven, we'll meet again. If I were cause of right. If I were dead in the cause of right, if I were dead in the cause of right, know whose lamp will pierce the night. If I were damned, both body and soul, if I were damned, both body and soul, if I were damned, both body and soul, I know whose prayers, sweet prayers, would make me whole. Mother, my first companion,
Mother,
my truest friend,
Mother,
high up in heaven, we'll meet again.
Very much. Well, we like the old songs. We like playing stuff that makes us think of a different time, and then we also like writing stuff. And so we're going to play an old tune, old song called Boll Weevil. Linnell wrote a little epilogue to it, and then we'll do a brand new, its debut on nationwide radio, called Broke Down Barn. So let me get my banjo.
And Kenny Jackson is the author of that one, Broke Down Barn, so we're real happy about our new tune.
We even brought a third fiddle just so we could play this.
I find D minor is the saddest of all keys, really.
It's a blighter.
Sleep in your grain bed tonight. Boll Weevil told the farmer, you'll need no fort or shame. I'll eat up all your cotton game, but no bear serve me. Running up and down the wall, must have been a going to get his ashes thrown. I don't see no water, I'm about to drown. I don't see no fire, but I'm fields of cotton about 1929. Crops all dying in the fields, and my children starved and crying. A man can't make a living when that weevil's in the boll. The devil's friend, I do declare, Lord, the weevil's got no soul.
Get it.
Thank you.
Kenny Mighty Fine. That's a beautiful tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jill.
Well, one of the things we love about this kind of music is learning from older players, and by golly, now we are those older players.
Speak for yourself, John.
That's right. Well, some of us are getting younger every day, Princess. That's you. a late friend of ours, Craig Johnson, he was well-known in the Washington, D.C. area and really all over this world for anybody who loves this kind of music. Craig went to visit an older fiddler one time, and he asked the old man, he said, do you play the fiddle still? And the old man held up his left hand. And he didn't have any fingers on his hand. And he said, not anymore. And so he said, go home and write me a sad song, buddy. And Craig did. And we miss Craig all the time. And so we'll send this up to him along his stream of time called Piney Mountains. Sit down, buddy, and we'll drink and smoke.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
You damned old Piney Mountain.
I lost my fingers in a Galax mill.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
And my heart got broke in the Upine Hills.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
I started out logging when I was in my prime.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
Hitching up the spruce to the big drag line.
You damned old Piney Mountain.
When the skidder starts to buck and the gears come down.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
Makes God's own thunder on the new cut ground.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
We were fighting over nothing and drinking too hard.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
Riding up to camp on a flat wheel car.
You damned old Piney Mountain.
I was 30 years hanging on the old chain break.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
I got laid off and paid off in 58.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
The skidder got sold to the scrap iron yard.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
So I moved down in Virginia when the times got hard.
You damned old Piney Mountain.
I lost my fingers to a steel bandsaw.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
Now my fiddle just hangs untuned on the wall.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
And it's all grown up on the logging road.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
And wildflowers blooming where the big shays blow.
You damn old Piney Mountain.
There's nothing left for me but to drink and smoke.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
That's a powerful story.
It's a big old story. Craig can sure write him. We miss him. How are we doing on time, y'all?
About 5 minutes.
About five.
Well, let's do one that Kenny sings lead on. I hear myself all the time, and I'd like to have Kenny come up and sing a song about my homeland, my Ozark Mountain home. Kenny, would you sing that for us?
I'd be happy to.
Okay,
Joe.
Buddy, come right up into the middle of the mic. I'll get around you.
It's an old-timey song from a long time ago. There's a place that's far away in that little mountain clay that recalls to me the days long ago, where I'd sit on Mother's knee and she'd talk and sing to me how I loved her voice and laughter sweet and low. Oh, her love will always linger. I can see her day by day as she sits there in that little cabin home. Though the house is blown away and the fields with grass are gray, I can never forget my Ozark Mountain home. Oh, I bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mountain of clay there in the hills. I'm going back. Back and back. we could be, and her aching heart was always full of pain. By that little mountain clay, she will guide me day by day, and I'll never roam the distant west again. In words that live forever, she reminded me to never take advantage of the weak ones of our day. Though we're better off in name, we will all just be the same when we meet there in that shadow of clay.
Oh, I'll bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mountain clay there in the hill. I'm going back and build a shack by that little mountain of clay. I'm going back and build a shack in those Ozark hills far away.
Got about a minute and 20
seconds. Got a minute and 20 seconds.
Oh.
Tune it up there, buddy. We'll maybe take us out with one right from Surry County, North Carolina. It might be one of the national anthems of Surry County.
Okay.
Oh, you hear him? He's back there. He's just...
He's it together.
And makes me want to tune, too. We'll do a little backstep, Cindy. We got 1 minute. That's about all this tune needs to get into your heart and into your feet, folks. And we'll start out the old-time way.
Fiddle and banjo.